This is GQDN for a Finally Friday, April 24th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. It's Patreon. Yep. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a release date for a game. Resident Evil hit a milestone. We got a little bit of Pokemon news too. But today we begin with Wowhead, because Blizzard did share a message with some players regarding the update. And the update is patch point 12.05. And they're saying that it's been a little bit buggy. And Blizzard did acknowledge that the patch has been a little rough when they were working with the bug fixes. So here's the blue post. Quote, the 12.05 patch launch was not up to our standards, and we know this disrupted your time and caused justified frustration. The team has been working around the clock since launch to stabilize the game and fix the biggest issues players were hitting right away. See our hotfixes update here and our post on the bonus rule issue here and here. The team is taking lessons learned from this launch to help ensure this doesn't happen again. We'll also work harder to communicate openly early and often when launch does not go as expected. The known issue we're working on fixes as they roll out, and any other information that'll be useful to our community as problems are worked on and solved. We care deeply about the game, about this game, and we play it right alongside you. We'll do better. Thanks for sticking with us, the Warcraft team. Now, we may have some even better news, maybe, because IGN did say that Pokemon Pokopia event has been announced, and this is going to be an in-game event, and it'll star the lovable gem goblin Sableye, and the Sableye gem hunt will begin next week, and that'll be on April 29th at the 5 a.m. local time. And it'll stop on May 15th at 4:59 a.m., which means you might expect you'll be helping with the diminutive dark type, gathering precious resources, which you can then exchange with the creature for the exclusive event rewards. So if you played the game before, you'll know already what's going on. But for those who don't know, you will encounter the Sableye outside the rebuilt Pokemon Center. And then you'll be sent off to find the Red Crystal Fragments in Dream Islands. Now, some of the players have already known that this has been going on already. So, if you want to play it, it's coming. We're going right into the esports scene. Because esports.gg did say that the BCT EMEA Stage 2 Finals and FanFest tickets are going to be available. Now, this is going to be in Barcelona, so it's overseas for me. But they're going to be bringing some of their esports action to more fans. So the tournament is leaving Berlin for the first time, so that way the fans in Spain can go see it from August 28th to the 30th. And here you'll find all the information that you need, including the fan activities, ticket sales, and more. This event is going to Spain for the first time ever, for Stage 2. And the finals will move from Madrid to Barcelona. And the region's best teams will battle for the qualifications for the Valorant Champions Shanghai. So around the Olympic Arena in Barcelona, you'll find some free activities and experiences at the FanFest. And we'll also be collaborating with the VCT teams and partners, whether you're heading into the arena spending time around it. FanFest is designed to be the central part of the Grand Finals experience. More details can be shared closer to the tournament. Key dates, April 24th. For pre-registration via Ticketmaster, pre-sale launch May 7th, fan club sale May 7th, general sale May 15th, turn to go travel bundles. Ticket pricing, Friday, Category 1 and Category 2. Category 1 is going to be £25 and Category 2, £15. Saturday, Category 1, £35, Category 2, £25. And Sunday, Category 1, £45 and Category 2, £35. Weekend pass is £85. We're going to stay in the esports corner because one of the female esports players is stepping away from the esports scene. And that'll be SRG's Mel, which is the Shopify Rebellion Gold, Melanie Mel Capone. She announced that she'll be stepping away from the professional Valorant for the rest of the 2026 following a mental health diagnosis. She'll be taking some time off to focus on her mental health, but she did reassure fans that she has no plans of retiring and will come back next year. So here's a part of what she said, quote, "I've recently been diagnosed with the major depressive disorder, MDD. Among other concerns, I've struggled with my mental health since the summer of 2025. I started going to therapy in August once I realized that my usual copying Murchisims weren't working anymore and I wasn't getting any better. I like to think I lead a healthy life. I eat well, I wake up early, I exercise, I socialize, I live a comfortable lifestyle. But my mental health was still consistently declining no matter how much effort I put into my physical well-being. It's been frustrating doing everything right, but still feeling this way and not knowing why this is even happening in the first place," end quote. And some of the responses came in through social media, where the Valorant Champions Tour did say, quote, "Take all the time you need, looking forward to when you're back," and gave the handheld heart emoji. And Lisa also replied, quote, "You are so brave for sharing this and so strong for taking care of yourself, even when you're enduring all of this. Generally, one of the best people I've ever met. From the bottom of my heart, I wish that you get well soon." There's even more, but I think you get the idea. But she also said that she will remain very active in Valorant. She has had some pretty big titles so far, and she will be missed. But she said she'll be back. Apparently, the prices came back too. According to the Xbox Wire, news.xbox.com, as of yesterday, Game Pass Ultimate, the price has dropped from $29.99 to $22.99, dropped $7. PC Game Pass will also drop from $16.49 to $13.99 a month. The prices do vary by region. And the reason for this is that the Call of Duty titles will not be on Game Pass Ultimate or PC Game Pass at launch. The new Call of Duty games will be added to Game Pass Ultimate and PC Game Pass during the following holiday season, which is about a year after. Now, the existing Call of Duty titles are already in the library, and they will still be available. The Game Pass Ultimate subscribers will continue to have access to hundreds of games on Xbox consoles and PC, including current Call of Duty titles and game benefits, online console multiplayer, and other things. And they said that you can manage your account. So the prices are coming down. That's not the reason why this game sold a lot. Oh yeah, it's Resident Evil Requiem. Because according to Gamatsu.com, they surpassed 7 million units sold worldwide. And that's 1 million sold since March 16th. So yep, and they had a cake made, or a couple cakes made. Yeah, they threw a party. They did. But if you want a game that's out right now, EvanGlobal.com did say that Star Drive, the new episode, is set for late May. Updates will be coming after that. So this is going to be a collectible action RPG, and it's going to be doing some brawling. And they did show the demonstration of Mina, which will be available for pickup on April 28th. 4 days. They also went through a little bit of Q&A with their people, which is all up on EvanGlobal.com. Go check that out. Links will be in the GQDN show notes on our Discord. Patreons only. But one last one before we go. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that you can try a 2026 PlayStation 5 sequel, Call of the Elder Gods, for free. They released a date, a trailer date. They did. Tomorrow, daily show. No, I'm sorry, weekly show. My bad. Tomorrow's the weekly show. And you can find that on twitch.tv/DawnForge. at 6 AM. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some video games, people.